Hi, my name is Roy Carlin, and welcome to the show. I've also got Fight Podcast, The Awakening Podcast, Exposing Fraud and Corruption, but with Solutions, The Crypto Podcast, on the road, all things blockchain, NFTs, crypto, The Meditation Podcast, talking about all different types of meditation, but there's also meditations there from 1 minute to 2 hours. And the other one's the Learn Polish Podcast, so if you're interested in learning Polish, you can do that. And the other one is Speaking with Roy Colin, and I just have guests from around the world talking about either public speaking or also about their book or just general life in general. And you find everything on bio.link/podcaster. I'm also a podcasting coach, and you see the QR code there, and it's also on my link as well. And if you're interested in actually going on some podcast shows, I'm helping people doing that. Or if you're interested in sponsorship, you can contact me. And I'd like to thank my sponsor, danielpacker.com. He helps people with anxiety, stress, and addictions. He's got a 90% success rate, and you only pay if you're successful. So be sure to check him out, danielpacker.com. I hope you enjoy this week's show. Welcome to the Meditation Podcast. You'll find all our episodes at meditationpodcast.org. My guest today, the founder of Integrated Ascensions Method, White Dove Method, and co-founder of Merpati Puthi, P-U-T-I-H. I don't know, am I doing it justice? Please welcome Nate Zalesnik.
Well, hi there, Roy. Welcome. Yes, Nate Zalesnik here. And I've got a lot of information and a lot of great value for the listeners and the viewers out there. I'm excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, I'm actually looking forward to this just based on the research and everything. So you've done a lot of different things with what I've just mentioned. But what I'd like to do is kind of go back a few layers, the younger Nate, how the whole journey began.
Yeah, well, so I'm originally from outer space, which I think we all are. But I grew up in a small town called Huntsville here in Utah in the United States. And it was an interesting upbringing where I had very progressive parents who moved here from Northern California, very liberal, to a very conservative state for the skiing. They didn't know anything about Utah other than we had the best powder snow in the world. And as skiers, they wanted to move here. So after college, they moved here. And that's where I landed, I guess you'd say. But why that's really relevant to my story is that that alone led me on an interesting path where Utah has a very predominant religion. And Mormons, I'm not I believe, that religion. Yeah. I'm not part of that religion. So I grew up with a lot of mental and physical bullying from school, my schoolmates, but also even from their parents or my scout leaders. It was a thing in the 70s and before. And so I really didn't feel safe anywhere. When I was at school, I had the bullying. When I was at home, my mother had some chemical imbalance issues. So there was some abuse at home as well. So around the age of 12, I started having these spontaneous out-of-body experiences where my body would be paralyzed and my mind, my consciousness would leave my body, and I'd roll over and I'd see me laying there, and then I'd either snap back into my body or I'd go travel. And it's such an amazing, freeing experience for anybody out there that's ever had a lucid dream or an out-of-body experience or a near-death experience like I had later in my life. You know that you can't unring that bell. It once you experience what it feels like to be completely unbound from the physical and totally free and connected to everything, it's just an amazing experience. So I started having those when I was about 12. And I really think that it was my higher self or my soul telling me, hey, just stay here. It's okay. You're here for a reason, a purpose. All this abuse, all this pain, all this self-doubt, this unworthiness, this is just a thing. It's not even a thing. So you're here for a bigger purpose. And so when I was about 16, I started to really dive into the spiritual and the mystical, because I also was very scientific minded. Both of my parents being medical professionals, I was not into the Rama Lama Ding Dong type of belief systems. And so I started to research out of body travel and remote viewing, and found out the United States CIA actually trained people in this to spy on the Soviets, to find out where their nuclear missiles and where their operations were going on. It was Operation Stargate originally, and then other programs as well. And so I was like, well, if it's good enough for the CIA, it's good enough for me. Something's going on. But I was just glad I didn't have a brain tumor or something like that. There was something not like seriously wrong with me. So I always loved martial arts. I always loved Star Wars, and I wanted to be a ninja and a Jedi, like a ninja Jedi. I wanted to be both. Obviously, that's totally possible here in a small farm town. And so the only martial arts training that I really had was watching videos and then practicing on my younger brothers. They didn't appreciate that. But later in my life, when I was able to get away from the bullying, I got very devoted into different martial arts and then also weightlifting. I wanted to protect myself, right? So I wanted to be able to defend myself. I wanted to be big enough and strong enough, powerful enough, nobody would hurt me anymore. And that went on for a little while. And, I started living out my life's dream of being a customer service representative at a Visa company, right? But when I was 23, I had something happen for me. My higher self dialed in a doozy of a synchro destiny, which I like to call it a synchro destiny because it's like a synchronicity where your whole life changes. From that second, you're never the same. The out-of-body experiences were like that for me. But when I was 23 and I ordered a course out of Black Belt magazine that guaranteed me inner power in 2 weeks or I got my money back, I was sold. I was like, for $40, I get to build chi and I don't have to move to China. That's great. Well, it came with a little manual that literally was maybe 10 pages and it was stick figures drawn by hand. It was completely worthless. But what wasn't worthless was a VHS tape, a cassette that came with it. And on this cassette, it had a documentary from Indonesia and it showed Indonesian martial arts. These people were doing the most amazing and beautiful martial arts I'd ever seen. And they were also doing some superhuman things. So everybody out there, I'm sure, has seen, martial artists break a board or break some bricks. But I'd never seen anybody breaking steel or stone or iron bars or poured cement bricks that are like 20 feet tall. And I'm like, wow, these guys are crazy. But that was impressive. But when I saw another demonstration on this, I was first of all really skeptical and blown away at the same time. It had demonstrations of people in a specific martial arts uniform, different than the other people. And they were blindfolded, or they were even blind, they're blind people. And they were doing anything that you or I can do. They were driving cars through traffic in Jakarta, or military members who had mastered this skill who were shooting targets out of people's hands. And it even had blind people who were able to see. I mean, it even had people on there fighting bare knuckle, full contact, blindfolded. So I thought that was, it had to be a joke, like a trick, right? It was like, no way. Okay. But then another part of me said, you know what? You've been having all these out-of-body experiences and trained in remote viewing. You know that consciousness is non-local, it's not in your body. So maybe Jedis are real. And so it was nice. I watched it a few times because that's, I mean, how could you not watch that a few times? But then the next day, I watched a blind woman almost get killed in front of me. So I decided I was going to take a different route to work, and I stopped right in front at the stoplight in front of the Utah schools for the deaf and blind. And this woman, instead of being led across the street with her dog, she was led straight into the light pole with her face. And it's right there, like maybe 2 meters off of my bumper. And I'm like, oh my God, those Indonesian people, can they help her? And right then in my car, I felt this powerful, like it was a tightness, like a, I don't know, like something hit me in the chest. Literally, it was a somatic sensation. And I knew I had to find those Indonesian people. And I made it a mission. And after 2 weeks of searching, I was able to locate these people, which it's a martial art. It's based in a martial art called, as you said before, Merpati Putih. So Merpati is dove, Putih is white. So the white dove system from the royal family of Central Java, Indonesia. And when I reached out to these people and I was able to sponsor the very first demonstration of this art in the United States ever, I found out a couple of interesting things about this. Number one, it's about 500 years old. It was created by the Sultan of Indonesia, who kept it closely guarded in the palace walls, but especially for his heirs for 11 generations. Now, this is also not just a martial art. So, especially when people think of martial arts, a couple things pop into mind. They think of people jumping around in pajamas yelling. If they're ignorant and they don't know about martial arts, that's a lot of the knee-jerk, like, this is what I assume martial arts are. Or they think of MMA and cage fighters and people who are fighting for money. But the third one is they might think of mystics, people who are able to do amazing things and reach states of consciousness that the average person does not. Well, in Marpatiputi, the white dove method, it consists of five different things, Roy. So, whereas a lot of martial arts are kicking and punching and maybe competition and doing some weapon forms and really good basis in our social development, things like respect, discipline, manners, and honor, which are severely lacking in our societies now. Marpatiputi also focuses on fighting and forms, but it's a combat system. It was made for warfare. So it's not as much of a sportive type of martial art. The third thing is inner power generation. So the breath work that they exposed me to when they came here, just a little bit, was unlike anything that there is in the world. So if you've done Wim Hof or holotropic or 5D breath work, DMT breath, Buteyko, this is different. There is nothing exactly, not even close actually, to what this does. And they exposed me to this as the first ever non-Indonesian person. I was the first that they had allowed to learn this in 500 years or close to at that time. Well, this helps us to protect our body energetically. It helps us to increase our health. It helps increase the bioelectricity in our body so that we can be more balanced and healthy overall as a systemic health. But it also allows us to do some pretty amazing things like breaking steel, breaking bricks, with sometimes barely touching it and without injury. Granted, sometimes there are injuries if our focus is not there. But when people do this method, they can almost immediately feel more energy, like in their body. For people who are energy healers, their main reaction usually is, oh my God, because they may be a Reiki master and be attuned, or maybe they train in Qigong for 10 years. But when they get a hold of Marpatiputi breath work, oh, it's unique. And it's so powerful. Most people feel a difference within about 5 minutes of trying. So there's that aspect. The fourth aspect is healing. So I do not believe that anybody is a healer, period. Full stop. People who's like, I'm a healer, they don't understand what's happening, I don't think. We don't heal anyone. The body wants to heal. It wants to go into a state of homeostasis and health. So a healer will simply provide the energetic balance for that person's body to do what it wants to do. Now, on a quantum level, if you go to Joe Dispenza's research and things like that, you can have immediate and very, very quick change in the cells of the body. But to say, I'm a healer and I'm going to heal you is almost like being a guru where you can't get to the promised land except for through me. And I'm not a guru. I'm not a big fan of that. I think that we are all infinite, unlimited, eternal beings that come here to have experience as a bo with a body. And my near-death experience and out-of-body experiences proved that to me. And I don't expect anybody to believe that, but you also have the ability to go find out for yourself without dying, that is. And so this healing ability helps us to do a power transference from ourselves to someone else, either in person or using a quantum healing modality at a distance, to help them balance their own energy or help that energy be balanced so they can heal more effectively. And most people that have had surgeries or illnesses in our system, their doctors have remarked that they heal in at least half the time or faster than they expected. So that's the fourth aspect. The fifth aspect is this mind sight ability, or what in Marpatiputi we call the science of vibration. So just like Nikola Tesla said, everything is frequency, information, vibration in the entire universe. I'm paraphrasing, of course. But by tapping into our abilities, our other senses beyond the five, we can perceive in ways that people might say are impossible, but we call them impossible. So in a nutshell, Mrapatiputi consists of these five different things that allow us to do what some people might call superhuman. I just like to call them future human, because we all have these capabilities in some way or another. But having the techniques, the keys to help our body, our physical body and our energy body unlock them, that's the thing that most people are sorely lacking. They just don't know how. Even if they've had experiences, they don't know how to reproduce them. And the Mrapatiputi system helps people have reliable, regular, mystical experiences. And you just can't deny what you feel. And it is completely subjective, which is awesome. But the thing is, it doesn't matter if everyone has the exact same experience. You're going to have the exact right experience for you, that your higher self, your inner being, whatever you want to call that, the subconscious, the superconscious, the larger aspect of yourself puts there for your learning and for you to have experience. I hope that answers your question.
No, fantastic. Yeah, very right. Interesting.
And so that's how I got started.
Because I've done martial arts from 16 to something like 22 or something like that. And,
nice.
You know, I've always interested in them. But the breath work as well, I've done a lot of different breath work, even with Wim Hof. I met Wim Hof and different things. So I know the power of the breath. So I'm really interested in this. So is it something like, just for like, you mentioned like you were the first in the US. Is it kind of something now that's promoted internationally, or is it still kind of kept under covers?
Yeah. So there are several branches. So just to step back for just a moment, and I will return right back to that. So I was allowed to be the first to start learning this, but see, when the team originally 24 years ago, when I brought them here, when they were going to leave, the chairman of Mrapatiputi looked at me and he said, "Nate, we're going to allow you to be the first to actually train in this and learn it, like the ranking system, and learn this Mrapatiputi." And I was scared. I was 23 years old going, "Really? Am I worthy of this?" And it just so happened that there was a trainer within 35 miles of me, of three people in the whole US qualified to do this training. One just happened to live within an hour's drive, which is pretty amazing. So another synchrodestiny right there. And I began the training, and about 3 weeks later, one of my younger brothers joined me. And then we advanced through the ranks together as the first two non-Indonesians. And to this day, we're the only two certified senior trainers of Mrapatiputi allowed in North or South America. So to answer that question for you, though, there are thousands of schools in Indonesia, and there are only a few international branches. And so for 20 years, we owned one of the largest martial arts and meditation academies in Utah, here in the US. And then the pandemic came along. And when the pandemic, I don't know what it was like in other countries, but in the United States, within 6 months, over half of the martial arts schools in the United States closed permanently. We just couldn't keep students. Nobody wanted to spar over Zoom. Like, gotcha. No, you didn't. No, I didn't. Oh, okay. And with the mask on, and everybody was afraid, right? We all remember these times. And so it was really hard on our business. So we had to pivot. We pivoted very strongly from the martial arts, which we taught kids martial arts, but we also had a special adult martial arts program, which taught the entire Mrapatiputi full curriculum, all five of those different skills. Then we had a seniors health and wellness, breath work and meditation class. We also taught women's rape prevention workshops. And then we taught the MindSight, what I trademarked VibraVision. And we taught that to blind people, but also to sighted, or some of our sighted people. And, we were able to prove to medicine and to science and neuroscience and quantum physics and even blind people that, yes, this is a real skill. It's not a trick. It is something that certain people, very few people, but some people can actually see with their mind, not with their eyes. But we all have an ability. So we all have, just like, I would not sit there and feel bad that I don't run like Usain Bolt. It's not the way I'm built. It's not my proclivity. Music for me, I was like a musical prodigy on the clarinet. That was where, and also in martial arts. Now, for me, a lot of times it's that energy transference and healing for people. We all have our gifts. And so you don't want to, that's a neat thing about Marpati Puti is it helps people unlock whatever gifts they have. But we don't want to call the fish stupid because it can't climb the tree, right? It's not what it's here for. It's not here to climb a tree. You don't also, I would not, my cat, I'm not going to call it stupid because it doesn't like to swim. That's a fish's job. And so Marpati Puti helps people unlock whatever it is for them that their spirit is guiding them in their natural proclivity. So I hope that answers the question. Now, circling back around could you remind me the question that you originally went? I didn't write it down. I should
No, to be honest with you, what you were saying is so fascinating
have.
that I'm gonna have to forget myself.
Well, this has been an interesting journey, Roy, because it's something straight out of a movie. I mean, if somebody made a movie about my life, it would be epic because everything from long training sabbaticals in Indonesia and running through the jungles of Southeast Asia barefoot over volcanic rock for miles, like part of the test, to getting carbon monoxide poisoning and actually having a near-death experience, leaving my body during a test and deciding, choosing to come back to life, to being the pioneer of this art along with my brother, to proving to science that we Jedis are actually freaking real. It's not a joke. It's a method. That's the thing is the Marpati Puti, the white dove method, the integrated ascension method. It's a method. It's not a belief structure. So if you have a body, if you have a mind, it will do something for you and you'll notice results quickly. But that was important for me because I was, growing up here in Utah with the religion that was around me, I was very averse to religion because of the ridicule and the torture really that happened because I was not of this religion. And oh, they made sure to let me know it was because I wasn't part of their religion. So I was like, if this is what religion's about, screw this. I don't want any part of belief systems, dogma, and this whole judgment BS. I don't want it. So it
Most
turned,
of the religions are like that, unfortunately.
And it turned me off to all religions. They just didn't resonate with me. And especially when I saw the divisiveness, I'm like, that's not what Jesus and Buddha and Krishna and Zoroaster and all these avatars, these great teachers, they said, love thy neighbor as thyself, not love them okay, treat them like you want to be treated. No, they said, treat them like they are you because they are you, period. They are you. They're not like you. They are you. That's what they were saying. And so few people actually get that. And there were a lot of great people in this religion, don't get me wrong, but there were enough that were treating me in proper treating me badly that I didn't want anything to do with it. So when I found Marpati Puti, and it's not a religion, it's a method. You do it, you get results, plain and simple. If you have a body, it will work. If you don't have a body, I can't really help you. That's okay. You don't need this. But it's been just an amazing adventure. And that's one thing that I love. Now, it started with Marpati Puti, and I founded the MP or Marpati Puti USA and then VibraVision. And then last year, my brother and I decided to split ways in our business, and he wants to continue on with just the mindset. And I still teach that, but I also want the healing and I want the energy generation. And also, I mix in biohacking and a bunch of 21st century technology, like this life source fusion pendant, which immediately blocks EMF and it grounds you, like it improves your balance by like 5 times immediately as soon as you wear it. It's like I can show it to people and their balance is immediately per. So bringing all kinds of technology into the white dove method, Marpati Puti, is something that no one else in the world is doing. And I've always been a nerd. I like the new upcoming things, whether it's technology or medicine, science. I love it. So if I can incorporate that to help people get even better results, that's what the integrated ascension method really is the core is more patiputi, and then layer all these other 21st century amazing things on top of that. It's something that's truly unique in the world. And I just have a great time helping people understand, oh, wow, you can do, have, and be so much more than society or your parents or your religion or your friends or even yourself has ever led you to believe. So we're here to experience. Why not have the most awareness possible to experience the most you possibly can? And that's really my mission, Roy, is to help as many people have experience on as many levels as they possibly can. And
with the EMF, actually, is that something that you're selling or is it something that you just got? Because I know that we're bombarded with it, and it's something I've researched deeply, because with the Awakening podcast and kind of exposing fraud and corruption, but with solutions, and even with the 5G, like, it's banned in Russia. So, and people kind of think that's the bad place. Like in Poland, they're everywhere and they have the frequencies to do real bad damage, and nobody knows. And I've even had military experts even saying that the woman with the eggs when they're born, I didn't know that, the ovary, that they're damaged and they never repair. And when you kind of look at that, you're going, wow. But there's also, and I'm not saying about, there's a load of ones that they're selling this, they're selling that, and we don't know. Is there ways of testing to know that what we're getting is actually blocking it?
Yes. Well, first of all, yes, you can use an EMF meter on these. And I have done that before. And it's amazing what happens when you do it, when you don't. And especially if you're near, like my router is right here. I've got radiation coming from the screen. We're just living in a sea of frequencies that our body did not evolve to handle. 1,000 years ago, radio waves would come from the sun, right? Or from the cosmos, but we didn't have all these different things that we were producing. And same thing with 5G, same thing with all these different EMFs that happen. So yes. Okay. So the first way that I have everybody try this out. So what this does is I don't know how they do it. I'm not the scientist on this, but it's a quantum entangled pendant where it blocks from 300 megahertz to 3 gigahertz, some of the most damaging frequencies. So you can actually use an EMF meter on this, and it goes to zero, or it goes almost to zero when you're near this. But also the way it was introduced to me, that I was like, I'm going to sell this on my website, people get 20% off. And I'm like, yes, I love to give them a discount, because I'll tell this in a second. So you could tell I like this thing. So what I do, and this is the way it was proven to me, this lady, much smaller than me, probably half my weight, comes up to me and she's like, hey, would you like to see a demonstration of this? And I'm like, sure, if you can demonstrate it to me. It looks good, but what does it do? And she's like, can I grab your hand? And I'm like, please. And she's like, okay, put your feet together. And she grabs onto my hand and pulls down and pulls me right over. And I'm like, okay, well, what is this about? And she says, hold on to this. I just put it in my hand, and she pulled down and was almost lifting herself up off the ground. She could not move me. And I was like, no way. I put it down. She pulled me right over. I picked it up, immovable, just by touching this. Now, granted, it does have to touch your skin, so it's not doing a lot here, but I like to just show it off. But this life source fusion pendant is one of the things that I've seen where it's immediate. You can prove it. It proves it to every single person. I do it to all my friends and they're like, wait a minute, how does that work? So right there, I'm thinking, if somebody's elderly, like senior citizen, or if they're having balance issues, or if they're an athlete and they want more balance, let's say they're a skier or a snowboarder or a gymnast. Yeah. Put it inside your, you don't want to jump around with this flying around. You might get knocked out, but cause it's fairly heavy. But for people who want more balance, you will notice immediately. And it's right on my website. It's so cool. On the products page, it's the Life Source Fusion Pendant and a bunch of other stuff. I recommend this to every single person because you'll notice a difference right away. It's palpable, like tangible. Not palpable. I don't think you can taste it. Like, I guess you could. It's high in iron, right?
You probably just know. The body knows.
Yeah. And it's, so right away you can tell.
So let's getting back to the bread work, because we discussed previously that you were going to do a demo, and I know you've graciously sent me another one that I put on out after this episode as well, but you're going to take us through this, which I'm looking forward to.
Yes, absolutely. So, because, like I said, I'm always interested in science, discoveries, what is new. There is what is considered a perfect breath rhythm. Now, when I say perfect, I'm not going to nerd out on the science of respiration and oxygen retention in the blood cells and carbon dioxide being the catalyst to release it. And all humans are deficient in carbon dioxide. It's the most important chemical in our body. It's the only chemical produced by every single one of our cells. Every one of them produces carbon dioxide, and it's actually more important for life than oxygen is. Now, you can't live on carbon dioxide, right? But if you breathe nothing but pure oxygen and it's forced into your lungs, you will die. You need carbon dioxide. So what this breath work does is it gets us into a very beautiful balance of carbon dioxide and oxygen in our bloodstream so that we can release the oxygen into our blood. We have it go into all of our cells. Of course, it's converted into the carbon dioxide like it's supposed to and carried out through our breath. But a study that I read about a week ago was saying that in worldwide studies, it's shown that over 90% of the human population only uses about 15% of our lung capacity. 15%. That's not much. So this, what it's going to do, we're going to be breathing in through our nose fully and then exhaling fully. And when I say fully, I mean exhale all the way till you squeeze your air out and then breathe in again, letting your stomach come out as you inhale. Let the stomach come out. Once it's full, inhale and let your chest expand too. So we're not going to raise our shoulders up, but we're going to inhale stomach, inhale chest, and then exhale all the way out from the top down. It's kind of like a
And
waving
just
breath.
for those that are maybe not watching this, you're actually breathing out through the mouth, not through the nose.
Yes, out through the mouth, in through the nose, out through the mouth. You can breathe out through your nose as well, but we never want to breathe in through our mouth, period. Mouths are made for eating. Noses are made for breathing. If you breathe in through your mouth and out through your mouth, bad health consequences happen, and we know this now. So in through your nose, out through your mouth, or out through your nose is just fine. So when we do this, we're going to inhale for 5.5 seconds, and we're going to exhale for 5.5 seconds with as little pause at the top and bottom as possible. Now, it's kind of a spooky symmetry with this that actually works out to 5.5 breaths per minute. So it's all 5.5. So on my YouTube channel, I actually have a DMT breathing with the perfect breath cadence after it that people can get for free as well. So right now, let's go through about 5 minutes. Wherever you are right now, you want to make sure you're not driving if you're going to have your eyes closed. Otherwise, you could be driving and just do this with your breathing. You're just breathing and driving. Don't close your eyes while you're driving, though. That's another skill in Marpati-Pucci. We're not going to do that right now. So as you sit quietly and you relax your body, I'm going to play some meditation tones, and I'm going to have you inhale and exhale with these tones. It's a cello. So the up tone is the inhale, the down tone as it's descending, that's going to be the exhale. And you just want to breathe fully all the way in and all the way out smoothly, like a pendulum breath with not much of a pause, top or bottom. That's all you have to do. And as you do this, notice the level of presence that you start experiencing. As you inhale, feel the air and the energy coming into your body. And as you exhale, feel any toxins, negative energy, negative thoughts leaving your body. Just do that. That's all you have to do. Inhale the good, out with the bad. Inhale at the bottom, let it rise up. Exhale from the top down like a wave. That's all. And this puts you into a very sympathetic, excuse me, a parasympathetic dominance, rest and digest state. Okay. It doesn't take very long. We'll do it for about 5 minutes. Okay. So here we go. First, we're going to begin. Okay. And I'm going to share my screen or share my sound. There we go. Let me get my media player to actually work. My apologies for the Here we go. Inhale. Slowly. Exhale. Completely. Exhale all the way out. Slowly. Inhale, bottom up, nose. Exhale, the other way. All the way out. Inhale. And exhale. Now just follow the toes. Body and just let it go. Thank you. Very good. Notice you sit quietly. Just notice how your body feels. And as you start to wiggle your fingers and toes, just to bring yourself back to a normal waking consciousness, to tactile awareness, you can do this anytime you like. You can even get that free video on my website or on my YouTube channel. Now, it's awesome when we do this and we think about it's been shown that throughout India, throughout almost all religions, whether it's Native American or South American, all throughout Asia and Europe, the like Om Mani Padme Hum, these different chants, Om chants, these almost all fall into this like 5.5 to 6 second rhythm. So for thousands of years, humans have known how to get ourselves into this beautiful, like truly relaxed divine state. Through almost all religions, different prayers do it the same. Like, how? Oh, yeah. Okay. Because it's what feels good to the body.
And is it something that, like, you kind of encourage people, like, first thing in the morning, or is it just when, if, like, if they're feeling tired, or should you have a system that you're doing it so many times a day? What's kind of your
Yeah.
recommendations?
So I would recommend 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes after lunch, or anytime you feel stressed out, of course. But then also just to remember, it doesn't require a stressed out state in order to remember to relax. Like I said, humans are, we are chronically CO2 deficient. We are. So anytime we do this, we're just going to feel better. So really, it's up to the individual person. The only meditation I've said this on one of my podcasts before, that the only meditation that's a bad one is the one you don't do. And you don't have to do this as a meditation. You can do this completely as a respiratory exercise, whether you are quilting or driving or whatever you're doing, you're listening to your friend. Drop into deep presence with them by slowly breathing in fully and exhale out fully, instead of just trying to listen for what you're going to say next. When you drop into this and you're truly present with your breath, you start to be truly present with other people. Do this when your children are having a fit. You'll notice you feel a lot better. And they will start to, for most parents, they will start to attune to your calmness.
And
Little
yeah,
parent, little parenting tip.
no, I think everybody needs that. But yeah, that's fantastic. And like we talked about the pendant, and what other things that have you got? And you might just kind of explain what they do.
Okay, well, on my website at the iampure.energy, you go to the products page. The first one that you'll see at the top is the In Harmony Meditation Technology. Now, this is vibroacoustic technology where I have a In Harmony meditation cushion, and they also have a full sound lounge where you lay down on it, and it has transducers, which are subsonic speakers that vibrate your entire body. So each one of our chakras and energy centers in our body in general, it has different frequencies that it will attune to, that will activate different parts. And my friend Craig Goldberg, who owns the In Harmony company, he is a pioneer in vibroacoustic therapy, which is well known and being very well studied throughout the world right now. But his technology, where you sit on it and you go into a deep meditation while your entire body is vibrating at these frequencies, I mean, I've only been meditating on a regular basis for, well, since I was about 13. So that's, we'll say 35 years. And this was a complete, total game changer for me. When I sat down on the In Harmony cushion the first time, I was like, oh my God, whoa, this. I laid down on the sound lounge and immediately within about 3 minutes started projecting astrally. I started moving out of my body and I could feel it. Even though there were a bunch of people around me, it was distracting. You have headphones on and you're in a totally new world. So the In Harmony, I recommend for anybody who's actually a serious meditator. And then I also have the Sense-A headset. Now, this is a brand new, it's a 5-in-1 brain training system where it has EEG at home, and you don't have to pay $20,000 or so and have a neuroscientist there to run it for you. So it's EEG at home where you don't have to put the cap on the goop And it also has photobiomodulation around. So shining, a lot of people don't know this, but every single one of our cells has light receptors. And like your liver cells and heart cells have light receptors because, like Einstein said, there actually is no matter. Everything is simply slowed down light so that we can perceive it. On a quantum physics level, matter does not exist. And even observationally, it keeps fluctuating in and out of existence. So when we start doing the photobiomodulation, some neat things happen. But it also has heart rate variability monitors on it, and then it puts you into meditative states. But what's cool about the Sensei, and this just barely came out this last year, is that it's the only headset out there that actually, or home training system, that teaches you not just, like, it doesn't put you into a meditative state. It puts you there and teaches you how to hold it and actually fires and wires new neurons in your brain to make it so that this is something you can do on your own. You're not reliant on the technology, which is great. So I'm a big self-sufficiency fan. So there's that on my website. You can also find, if you are a person who's into tachyon and pyramid energies and toroidal fields, two of my good friends own two different companies that create the most amazing pyramids that you can put over your bed. You can get them in all different sizes, but they're powered. They have plasma coils in them, and they actually, when you step inside, the hair on your arm stands up. You can program to any frequency that you want, and they're orgone pyramids. And so if you put one over your bed, it'll take a little while for you to get used to sleeping under it because it creates so much powerful, clear energy. And then you get used to it. And it's the power of pyramids is being studied more and more, and it's pretty amazing. So I have those available on my website. I'm also a certified emotion code and body code practitioner, and I have been for many years. So I help people all in person, but also it's a quantum healing modality that actually is patented in the US, and it helps people at a distance as well. So a lot of my clients are thousands of miles away. And since people who are familiar with quantum physics and entanglement, things that happen at one location can affect another location anywhere in the universe instantly. And that's what this modality does. And so I work with a lot of people. So people can also schedule those opportunities to work with me directly right on my website and some other things. Just go experience it. Have fun on my website. And the website's actually brand new. And I'm really kind of excited because I don't know how, Roy, I got this fortunate, but I know my higher self called it in. But my website, if I was a plumbing supply store, it wouldn't really work. But my website is iampure.energy. I mean, that's pretty sexy. Like, I am pure energy. That works for me. So when people go to iampure.energy, they can get a free class. They can get my free ebook. They can also see my products, and they can also look at what it looks like to work one-on-one with me for elite executives, highest level executives, professional athletes, influencers, work with me one-on-one. And I take them deeper than I take anyone in any kind of a workshop, because one-on-one, if you've ever had one-on-one lessons with someone, you know, you can do so much more than in a group setting every time. And my goal, my mission is to help influencers, to help pro athletes, to help people who are at the top of large organizations, because when they change who they're being, they can affect large scale change for everyone who follows them. If you go from the bottom up, that's beautiful. But if you go from the top down, that's where you're able to affect millions, is from the top. So people can also just reach out to me directly about that. That those are custom tailored programs for whoever I'm working with.
Excellent. So yeah. Listen, Nish, thoroughly enjoyed the conversation. I really enjoyed the meditation as well. Yeah. And I want to thank you for the meditation that you give me that I'll put out after this episode as well. And I'll make sure that I'll put the website both on the audio and the video. So thank you very much. Yeah.
Thank you, Roy. I've really enjoyed being here with you. You're a wonderful podcast host. And for everybody out there, I hope that you don't just have a great day. I hope you have a great now. You don't know if tomorrow's coming, but you know now is right here. And you can have an amazing one right here. And it all starts with your breath.
So That's all for the meditation podcast. You'll find all our episodes on meditationpod.org. And make sure you check out the next one, which will be a meditation from Nate. Until next week, take care.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this week's episode. Be sure to give us a thumbs up, 5-star rating, and share with your friends. And you'll find all my shows with the QR code or bio.link/podcaster, as well as my podcast coaching. And I'd like to thank my sponsor, danielpacker.com, helping people with anxiety, stress, and addictions. He's got a 90% success rate, and you only pay if you're successful. Also, if you'd like to go on a podcasting tour, I can help you do that. And if you're interested in sponsorship, you can contact me on my bio.link/podcaster. Until next week, take care.